السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامة بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah Ta'ala make your suffer Mubarak. Mufti Sahib, may Allah bless you and Appa with afiat and good health. The platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم. جزاك الله خيرا our technicians, our Junaid Mota and our Dawood Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today in South Africa is the 28th of Ramadan 1446, and we know that in majority cities and countries of the world, today is already the 29th of Ramadan Saturday, and 1446, we'll discuss that eventually in our program. But let us focus now on our tafsir of the Noble Quran. Surah 24, chapter 24, verse 62. Inshallah, inshallah, Aziz. Tomorrow we will complete and conclude the surah. We will do verses 63 and 64, and that will be the completion of Surah Nur, inshallah, Aziz. Who are the true believers? Yea, in this verse, if we study it properly and thoroughly, Allah Jalla Wala is praising the Sahaba, the beloved companions of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Therefore, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala used to say, اختارهمullahu لِسُحْبَةِ نَبِيِّهِ وَإِقَامَةِ دِينِهِ. Open Mishkat Sharif, you will find it, that Allah Jalla Wala selected them, the companions and students of Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the companionship of the Master Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to establish Islam in various cities, countries, continents of the world. So that is the great, great favor upon all of Almighty Allah upon this Ummah. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to all Allah in the entire universe. And then the companions, they are the best of people after all the prophets and messengers. So see chapter 24, Surah Nur, the radiance and effulgence, and verse 62. Innama in the Arabic language comes from hasr and qasr, which means exclusivity, only, solely. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Only those people are true believers in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who believe in Almighty Allah. They believe in the Quran Sharif, the 6,236 verses, the 114 chapters, without any reluctance and any shak and shubuhat, without any being doubt, without any being skeptical of anything that is enshrined and mentioned in the Noble Quran. Amanu billahi wa rasulihi, and they believe from the inner recesses of their heart in what Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, that Islam is supra-logical. It's not my reasoning, your reasoning, and my logic and your logic. Nay, it is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught us, and what Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to us. If you open chapter 49, verse 15, then you will find, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُ. Then after believing in Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they have no doubt at all. So we must eradicate and eliminate this doubt and skepticism. Then we will enhance our iman, our faith, and so forth. وَإِذَا كَانُوا مَعَهُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ جَامِعٍ أي على أمر مهم. So when they are with the Master صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ there in Medina Munawwara, because Surah Nur was revealed there after the migration, so عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ جَامِعٍ on some important matter, and which needed collective opinions, which needed collective suggestions. So لَمْ يَذْهَبُوا they would not go away حَتَّى يَسْتَعْذِنُوا until and unless they sought permission directly from him Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Me and you today, we just go away a wall, absent without leave. We don't tell the Amir, we don't tell the authority, and sometimes we are at work also. We'll just cook up some fake certificate, doctor certificate, and say we were ill. We all know what happens today in so many places in the corporate world and so forth. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَعْذِنُونَكَ Verily those who seek your permission, they are the ones who are seeking your permission, Ya Rasulullah. O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a certain matter of importance came up, hence I will not be present in that mashura, in that meeting. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ Those are the people who have got true faith, conviction in Almighty Allah جل وعلا and in Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم. You see, when you speak of Islam, then you will speak of respect of the law, respect of the authorities. I mean, let us be honest, leave other people, myself, you, majority of us today. We look at the policeman, you understand? We know he's a joker, right? That he's just looking for some bribery, or he's just looking for some haram chicken, or he's just looking for some other thing. There's no respect for authority because the corruption has set in from the top. You know, apartheid was a crime against humanity. But when you looked at the army guys, you looked at the police, they were fit as a fiddle and sharp as a needle, as you say. You look at our guys today in the army and police and that. I wonder if they can even run 5 kilos or 3 kilos and so forth. There they overpaid, underworked, and fed like the ministers, sitting on their laurels and thinking of Hadi. That is the truth of the matter. So therefore, what nobody will respect you for that. So that is what Islam is teaching. Qanoon ki bala dasti. That is a good high Urdu, but if you understood what it is, or I'm telling you in English. Qanoon ki bala dasti, there must be respect for the law, provided that it does not encroach upon our Sharia and our divine code. Ulaika alladhina yu'minuna billahi wa rasulih. Those are the people that believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously is the Amir and the leader of this ummah for all times, all places, all circumstances. فَإِذَا اسْتَأْذَنُوكَ لِبَعْضِ شَأْنِهِمْ Hence, when they come to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeking, sorting permission, so some of their matters, for some of their affairs, they have to go somewhere, they have to go here, there, they have to attend to their wife, their children, and so forth. فَأَذَلْ لِمَنْ شِئْتَ You must give permission to whomsoever you wish. So from here we learn a big lesson. It's not necessary that the Amir, the person in charge, the President, Prime Minister, Minister, must give permission to everybody. He can use his own discretion and give permission to whomsoever he wishes, provided it is not based on favoritism, but it must be based on justice and fairness. فَأَذَلْ لِمَنْ شِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ So hence you give permission to whomsoever you wish there for them. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمُ اللَّهُ And seek permission and seek forgiveness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ma'asum. And all prophets and messengers are protected from vices and sins. So why istighfar? تَعْلِيمًا لِهَذِ الْأُمَّةِ The Master alayhi salatu salam would make so much istighfar, ask pardon and forgiveness from Almighty Allah, so that would set the precedent for humanity and posterity, and that is what we need to understand. Always, if we want, a healthy society. We want a society that is chaste and pure, and there is unity of heart. Then remember, the people at the top have to lead the example. Whether it is the parents, whether it is the employer, whether it is the teacher, whether it is the principal. So those people in authority have to lead the example. So yes, so sometimes we are human beings, we can make mistakes. So now we are, this is for me and you. Sometimes we gave the wrong person permission. Sometimes the person who was supposed to get permission didn't get. Inna Allah Ghafurur Rahim. Verily Almighty Allah is all forgiving, very, very forgiving and very, very merciful. So therefore istighfar, astaghfirullah, 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 Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayhi. So that will compensate for the deficiency. What is istighfar and tawbah? Afala yatubuna ila Allahi wa yastaghfiruna wallahu ghafurur rahim. Why don't they repent? Why don't they make istighfar and ask Allah for forgiveness? From the time I became baligh and mature till now, all the vices, sins we committed, and now we beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala for forgiveness, not only during Ramadan, during our every day in our entire life. So that is called istighfar. And tawbah is, Ya Allah Jalla wa'ala, you give me the tawfiq, the divine guidance and ability, I don't return to those vices and evil relapse, as they say in the world of drugs and so forth. Allah protect us from the scourge of drugs. So see what a beautiful lesson. Regarding the Sahaba, the Master alayhi salatu salam's interaction with his beloved students, so great lesson for humanity and posterity. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is 28th of South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius. Majority cities, countries of the world, Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara, Aqsa, Mubarak, Palestine, the 29th of Ramadan, 1446. Every day now the massacre, the killing goes on in Gaza, and people are just looking the other way. Because why? These are not Jutlas and Jews. These are not whiteys and so forth. These are Muslims. And the war is against Allah Jalla Wala. The war is against Muslims. You see the Jews, everybody can see. You see the Christians, look at Trump in America. You see the Buddhas, you look at what's happening there in China, and look what is happening in Myanmar, Burma. If you look at the Hindus and Mushriks, you see what is happening there in India. So Muslims are the victims everywhere, because we are the only people who possess the truth, and our constitution, remember, is in its pristine purity. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. Millions of people are hufaz, and in this Mubarak, honorable month of Ramadan, you see millions of people are performing the Salat and the Taraweeh, and the Imam and the people leading the prayers. They do so by memory. No Jew, no Christian, no Rabbi, no Pope. There's no hope for the Pope if you pose this question. So you see, so why they do this? They want to expel the people from Gaza so they can steal the Jutlas and the swines and the pigs of this earth, as mentioned in the Quran. And you must remember, Allah Jalla Wala will punish them till the day of Qiyamah. Go refer to chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 60. وَجَعَلَّ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Allah made them into swines and Allah made them into monkeys for the Jews, literally and physically. And remember that they will be punished right till the day of justice. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَرْ عَذَابِ. So you see, Gideon Levy writes in the Haaretz newspaper, he says that, what are you going to do, Israel? 16 months, whatever the amount was, you murdered and killed 50,000 people, and none of your aims were really achieved. So you want to kill another 50,000 people, 50,000 people, every day murdering people. So there's no military solution. You'll have to come to a political situation and a solution and so forth. But Allah Ta'ala told us regarding Jutlas, the Jews, the baby killers, the swine. So, ذَٰلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are the people who got no brains and no intelligence and intellect. That is what Allah Ta'ala says. So now you must remember, yeah, majority of the prominent Jews, they boycotted the conference that was held there in Israel regarding anti-Semitism, because they invited the right-wing politicians from various parts of the world, and they did not want to be associated with them, hence they pulled out and so forth. Trump is now trumpeting away, and he is threatening, you must remember, Iran. Iran, we better make a deal, otherwise bad things will happen to you. So what is he trying to say? That you must forget all your nuclear ambitions and so forth. So my question is this. If Israel can have hundreds of nuclear, but they are the biggest terrorists with America on this earth, so what's wrong if Iran has? What's wrong? So they're entitled to it. If Pakistan, India, Israel can have, so why Iran can't have? Iran, our enemy, if you look at it, the Shias, majority of them. And I've been there, so at least we know what we're talking about. So, but I, on this score, I will agree with Iran 100%. They must have the right to remember for nuclear and everything else. Why should it be a white prerogative? That they said they in the United Nations, these five countries, and they can veto. The whole world will say something, but then they want to speak to the world about democracy. But you are the people, 48 times Israel committed millions of crimes, thousands of crimes, and 48 times they, the Americans, that they vetoed it and said no action must be taken against their haram child, illegitimate child, their B, the big B, remember that. So that is their so-called, you must remember, democracy and human rights and so forth. So you must go ahead and tell Trump you go to hell. That is how you treat him, like how Putin treats him, you see. And you tell him, if you attack us, we will put this whole Middle East on fire. Whether it's Saudi Arabia, whether it's United Arab Emirates, whether it's Bahrain, whether it's whichever country, and they have the means and capacity to do so. The Hormuz Strait, 40% of the world oil goes through it, if you know anything. They just have to close that, and then you will see. What the Houthis are doing, you must remember, they're destroying the American planes, destroying their drones, destroying their ships, and now 80% of the ships are no more using it, you must remember. They are the kings of the Red Sea, that is the Houthis. They also Shias, half of them, not all of them. So yeah, we must learn the real politics. So well done to them, you must remember that. Trump hates Zelensky and wants to get rid of him. He says, you're a comedian wasting my time, you see that. Trump is a narcissist, right? He's an egoist. If things don't go his way, so then he will hate you, humiliate you, disgrace you, and make sure he tries and get you out of power and so forth. And if you become his slave and servant, then you will become his best friend and so forth. Israel now attacks Beirut, you see. Whenever they feel like they'll attack Syria, they'll attack Lebanon, they'll attack Gaza daily, and murder and kill people, and you say action must be taken against them, they'll tell you you're anti-Semite. We say go to hell with your anti-Semite. The John Hopkins University have said in America that the Jutlas who are living there now, the so-called Jews, 97% of them, their DNA proves something else, that they are not really Jews, and they're not from Middle East origin, and so forth and so on. It is just a ploy, the Rothschilds, and the Zionist movements and so forth. So remember, this was a long-term research, how they can steal Palestine and change it into Israel. But now the world is seeing everything, who the real terrorists are, how Israel was obtained fraudulently, and therefore our verdict on this issue. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Then you go to the West Bank, Adrafatul Gharbiya. There's a slow death occurring there. Every day, Smotrich, Ben-Gvir, the Haramis, Bibi, Netanyahu, the war criminals, they look at the other side. The settlers are stealing, they're stealing that. Every day they're stealing. So there's a slow death of the Palestinians there, physically and spiritually and economically, you must remember that, because there's no justice in Israel. There's one law for the Jutlas and the Jews and one for the Goyim, for the Gentiles and Palestinians and so forth and so on. 150 people and more are dead. That was the last count. There must be more now. In the earthquake strikes there in Myanmar and Thailand. So see, one earthquake. So we make dua to Almighty Allah, Allama Arsil, Al-Zalzala, Wal-Ghissa, Al-Yahudi, Al-Zalimeen, Al-Muhtalleen, Al-Ghasibeen, Al-Mustawtineen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, you send your earthquake against the Jutlas, against the Americans, against these people who are making zulam and oppressing us and oppressing the Muslims in different parts of the world. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Send your army and your dogs upon them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Canada, the real leader, says the old ties we had, understanding with America, all that is history now. So now we will have to do a new deal with America. After Trump, the madcap, you understand, the lunatic. So what they want to, you must remember, to charge us tariffs and so forth. And he's got his minister of foreign affairs, secretary of state. So that Rubio, another madcap, another lunatic. So now they revoke, you must remember, more than 300 foreign students' visas. Majority of them who are very, very sympathetic to the Palestinian cause and so forth. So they want, you mustn't speak one word against Israel. What you going to do? We speak every day. What you going to do? You can't do anything. You must remember that. So we love South Africa and we speak the truth and we'll take you to the ICJ. So you must remember your illegitimate child. So that is one of the greatest things the ANC and our sister did, Naledi Pando. So her name is Naila Pando. So remember that. For that we'll say that she did a great move. You must remember politically. No person, non-Muslim, had the courage to do that. But the Muslim did it for them, so you must remember that. So these are great things that we must admire. But all the corruption and crime and all that, and colonialism, all that we must condemn as well. Denmark has not done a good job. Who said that? The Vice President of America once. He and his Hindu wife, they went there to Greenland. Trump said, we must take over Greenland to bring about world peace. Can you believe that? You know what Trump speaks? His vomits, actually, you should say. Three-quarters of it is lies and propaganda, and he just talks nonsense, you must remember. He has become the biggest comedian and one of the biggest jokers on earth. So you must remember that they say Denmark is not doing a good job. I want to ask you, you guys are in power now for 2 months, right? January 20th, so February 20th, March 20th, and now we are end of March. So 2.5 months, yes, and less than 12 months. Are you guys doing a good job in America? You, Vance and Trump and Rubio and all you crazy characters. You are doing one of the worst jobs, you must remember that. The public has lost confidence in you. International politics and policies have turned against you. Your policy stinks from Washington right till Tel Aviv. So that is the truth of the matter, you must remember that. So the people are simple people there in America, you see. They fool them with their rhetoric and the TV and so forth. The politicians are the ones that are corrupted, whether Democrats or whether Republicans, majority of them. Come to South Africa and they're telling Cyril, you better address the water crisis. So many places, the dams are full like Valdem. But see, some places, Johannesburg, yeah, there's no water. So what the hell is going on? Another incompetence on behalf of the government. Second one is this, you must remember that they say in Mpumalanga, that I'm in Mpumalanga now in Komatipur, and you see that they say that the licensing offices are closed. Another incompetence there also. That they're saying that, you must remember, that they're having all these problems. Then the license offices are closed and what and so forth. So all might Allah make easy for everybody. And then mashallah, then yesterday in Makkah, many countries, they completed the Quran Sharif. So you know, in Taraweeh and so forth. So that's very, very good. All might Allah, Jalla, accept everyone in our country. So remember that today in many places they will complete Quran. In my trip now, that I, you know, came to Nelspruit, then to Barberton, then Malalan. So I see all these places also. They're going to complete the Quran Sharif in Shaza on the 29th. So may all Allah accept it. And may all Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for everybody. And inshallah, they in Saudi and they today, the government has told them they must scan the sky. That is now Saturday night. So if you look at it from the birth of the moon, day in Saudi, so it is 4 hours, 5 hours. But you know, so many crazy things happen. Now you must understand the real politics. So yesterday was Friday, so MBS was there in Makkah, right? So the Imam there, Yasir and all that, takes his name, takes the king's name and all that, you know, so that he can be in his good books and so forth and so on. And then last night was Khatmul Quran, so today is Mikbar. He'll take their name and all that, just to bootleg them and show them what a loyal servant he is to them and not to Almighty Allah. And thereafter, now today, tonight, after Maghrib, they're in Tumayr and other places, they've got their teams. They will look there in the telescope, they'll see sighted. And 90%, 80%, I think, that maybe I'm wrong, I don't say no. So, but 90, 80%, I think they'll go for Eid tomorrow and they'll try and please him, MPS. They got nothing to do with Sharia. And now in South Africa, there's another madness going on, you must remember, that some crazy people are telling other people, you mustn't read Maghrib Salat on time. You must read after half an hour. That is totally rejected in Islam. There's no such thing like that. There is a valid reason. There's no valid reason. And then they're telling them the moon is 30 hours old, but the degree is not right, the tilt is not right. Islam got nothing to do with all this. These kind of discussions those people make who don't even understand the rudiments and basics of Sharia. Islam said, Sumu li ru'yati, du'af li ru'yati, make dua that we see the moon tomorrow evening. You must remember that. He cited, MashaAllah, Monday is Eid. So that is how it works. Now you cause such confusion in the Ummah. Then will it be cited? Won't it be cited? Will it be just? So that we reject all that, and to tell people they must not read Maghrib Salat on time, we reject all that, remember. Therefore we say to read Salat behind these kind of steps is not permissible. I'm here at the Masjid now in Komati. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.